And that was I Can Do Anything by Hedley. Now, that's fitting with this particular story that's coming up. Sometimes setting a goal to achieve something you really want to improve your lifestyle can be more stressful than not achieving the goal. But clinical psychologist Chantal Hofstede explains to Graham Kemlow how to reach your goals without stressing out.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Chantal.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, I happened to be listening to the BBC the other night, radio, and they had a bit of a story about self-help and how it sort of originated back in the late 1800s with a guy called Samuel Smiles. He wrote what I guess was the first book that was all bound up. But maybe in the early years, maybe back in Caesar's day, they used to just sort of go and ask the oracle for assistance. What's your take on this self-help industry and how long it's been going?
Well, I think like with most things, there's good and bad. I think there's some incredibly valuable elements in the self-help industry, and like with most industries, there are also some elements that I would not recommend to people. But yeah, I think it is definitely has value to a lot of people that might just want to improve how they do things or want to make changes without necessarily going and seeking professional help. And I think it's a very healthy thing to be proactively working on your own mental health or whatever area you want to make some improvements in. And I think self-help books can offer some practical guides on what the most effective approach to that is.
Yeah, interestingly, the show I was listening to the other night said that the most successful self-help book, which was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, was written by an actor, not by a psychologist. This fellow was a terrific actor and a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
And yet that's gone on to sell squillions. I'm not sure the number, but it's plenty.
Absolutely. And I don't think you necessarily have to be a psychologist to be able to help people and to be able to help people to help themselves. I think most of us will have people in our lives, friends, neighbors, colleagues who are just inspiring people and who are the kind of people that help you get the most out of life or teach you in one specific area how to become more successful. And it doesn't always have to be a psychologist. And I think the beautiful thing about self-help books or other resources is that even if you don't have those people in your direct environment, you can still learn from individuals even though you might not know them personally.
Okay, I think that's a valid point. So can I ask you, without being too cheeky, why do we need another self-help book such as yours? And have you got some competitive edge in this particular book that would help people find their way to the shelf and purchase it?
It's a good question. Like you already pointed out, there is lots of material out there, and I think there is something for everyone. The reason I've written this book is because the first book I wrote got such a great response, and the first book I wrote was about mindfulness, but on the run. So I'm a young mum, I've got two little ones, and I run a business. So stress was a big part of my life, and I decided that I needed to change that for myself. And I blended mindfulness and CBT together, but in a way that was actually doable and didn't require me to sit still and meditate for 20 minutes. And I found it incredibly helpful. And in my practice, I started teaching my clients the same techniques, who responded really well to it as well. So from that, I developed a course, and from that course came the book.
Okay.
And I think what people relate to in how I approach these topics is that it's relatable. It's very simple. So what I love doing is diving into the scientific research, but then creating or recreating a story that explains that, but in really easy and simple terms, so that people just get the key points and then turn that into something practical that they can actually try out for themselves.
So,
and that approach has been, very well received.
Well, if I'm looking at your book now, and it is, I'd probably call it more a workbook than anything else. I noticed you used the term, and I was going to ask you, what technology had brought to the discipline. You talk about discovering the brain hacks that are key to working smarter, not harder. Brain hacks, hacking's a very sort of 21st century term, but is there technology that can help people to achieve the sorts of outcomes that your book does, or do you use technology in your courses?
What I mean by brain hacks, it's really an analogy to say, well, we have all these different areas in life where we look at how can we do things as efficiently as possible, or how can we find shortcuts, or how can we sort of hack the system to get results quicker. Yet with the brain and our thinking and how we go about doing everyday life, we rarely stop and reflect and go, am I trying to, the progress that I'm trying to create or the goals that I'm trying to reach, am I doing that in the most effective, efficient way? And usually the answer will be no, because it's just not something we tend to think about or be strategic about. So what most people do when they try to achieve something is they just work really hard, and they use a lot of willpower. This is why often we would have the same New Year's resolutions every single year, because simply working hard and using willpower often just isn't enough. Right. And when I talk about brain hacks, what I mean is that when you understand how the brain works, when you understand how habits are formed, you will see that there is a very different way that you can influence how the brain works and how you can influence the changing of habits that is going to be so much easier and so much more effective.
Right. I've done my share of goal setting in my time, business and personal, and that is stressful, I find, just the sheer sort of exercise of trying to set a goal and stick to it and shoving things on the fridge so that they're in your face when you're, when you're trying to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve. But does it really change over the years? People have been doing this sort of thing for quite a while. Do you find that you're getting different responses now than you might have gotten, you know, when you first started doing what you're doing?
How I perceive it is that I've seen a massive change in my own life.
Right.
And that's always where I test my material first. If it doesn't work for me, I can't teach it to other people, because then I don't believe in it. So it has to work for me. So I try and test everything firsthand. And it's been incredibly helpful and effective for me. And then I started, when I had that faith, okay, this works. Sometimes things don't work and then I just discard them, but I found this works. I started using it in my coaching and my psychology practice. And I do find that we're getting very, very quick results.
Okay.
But the reason the book is designed the way it is, and it really is about implementing techniques and taking the material, taking the research, and then consciously applying it to your own thinking and to your own habits and to what it is that you want to achieve. That's the working element. So, and this is what I personally believe sets this book apart from a lot of the other books. A lot of books is just a lot of information. And information is valuable, but just getting more information into your brain very rarely leads to change. It can lead to inspiration and motivation, but it rarely leads to that concrete, actual change in behavior. And that is the thing that this is all about. So I highly recommend that anybody that will read this book doesn't just read it, but actually takes the time to do the exercises and write down their insights and write down these steps that the book will guide them through, because that's what I believe gives the results, not just the information itself.
I can understand that. That's a very logical argument. And just looking at the book, clearly it does have the ability for the reader to engage with it. Tell me, what types of people do you actually see in your practice? Are they sportsmen who want to achieve a better result? Are they business people in a corporate environment? Are they startup folks trying to, you know, make it in a tough world?
My practice has changed a lot over a relatively short period of time. I still have a handful of clinical clients. But the majority of my work is with senior managers and CEOs in the corporate world,
right.
Because they seem to be very drawn to finding better ways of being efficient, being effective, optimizing their output, optimizing their productivity, and at the same time being able to manage their stress. So they seem to be the people who reach out to me for coaching the most at the moment.
And do you just work in New Zealand or do you work in Australia as well?
I do some work abroad, but mostly over Skype. So the majority of my work is in New Zealand. Right. Every now and then I would, work with people abroad, but mostly via Skype.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a fascinating subject. I don't think Australians and maybe New Zealanders, we're much of the same breed, I guess. I don't think we are those who rush off to therapy like you might perceive, North Americans do. Is this a good way for people to start to recognise that they have a challenge they need to face?
Absolutely. When it comes to mental health and just general well-being, I am a big believer in making changes before you get stuck. So
right.
Most people don't go to therapy until they are in a massive crisis or are really, really struggling. And this is where I think there's a lot of value in self-help books and implementing some of these techniques, because it can help you stay well and it can help you stay mentally strong and resilient, and it can help you prevent problems rather than assuming everything will be fine until crises come along and you find that you can't cope.
Chantal, I've enjoyed the quick read of your book, and I can say to people, reach your goals without stressing out is the name of the book. Chantal, thanks again.
All good.
That was clinical psychologist Chantal Hofstay, who's explaining to Graham Kemlow information about her book, Reach Your Goals Without Stressing Out.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.